Hallelujah. Welcome, friends, to Lots of Love Ministries. Whether you're here in the room or joining us online, I'm so glad you're with us as we keep exploring the names of God. My hope is that this journey is not just filling your mind with knowledge, but deepening your trust in the God who reveals himself, name by name, promise by promise. What a gift it is to worship together. And wasn't the worship fun this morning? You know, worshiping our Lord and Savior should be fun. David danced before the Lord with all his might, and so should we. Amen? Before we move forward, let's remember the ground we've already covered. Last week, we found ourselves standing in awe of a God who is both mighty and present. El Gibor, the mighty God, and Emmanuel, God with us. We remembered that the world is loud with its distractions, but the resurrection calls us back to joy and strength that come from a God who never changes. He is enough for us. He's with us. And that changes everything. We've learned that God is not distant. He's our creator, Bore, and Elohim, the one who shaped the universe and still shapes our lives. He is El Elyon, most high God, and El Olam, the eternal one, who never runs out of patience or power. And aren't you glad about that? I know I am. He is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. He is El Roy, who sees every tear, every struggle. He's our provider, Yahweh Jireh, and our healer, Yahweh Rapha. He's Yahweh, the great I am, and Echad, the only true God. He's our banner, Yahweh Nissi, and our peace, Yahweh Shalom. In Yeshua, we see the fullness of all these names, God in flesh, trustworthy and true. We've trusted him as our righteousness, Yahweh Zikanu, the Lord who fights for us, Adonai Milkam Li, our shepherd, Yahweh Rohi, the one who is always there, Yahweh Shammah, the Holy One of Israel, Kadosh Israel, and our sanctifier, Yahweh Mikadishkam. During Passover, we remembered him as Yahweh Sebaot, Yahweh Moshiach, our Redeemer and Passover Lamb. At the resurrection, we celebrated him as El Chai, the Living God, and El Sofela, the God who works wonders, in Yeshua, the resurrection and the life. Then we called him our exceeding joy, El Simchat Gili, our strength, El Sali, and our rock, El Sur. And finally, as I said earlier last week, we found ourselves standing in awe of a God who is both mighty and present, El Gibor, the mighty God, and Emmanuel, God with us. Every week, these names have been like stepping stones, reminding us that God is not just an idea. He is real. And he is present. Before we get into the heart of this week's lesson, let's pray. Yahweh, we come with open hearts. Remind us again of your faithfulness and your power to save. Anchor our faith today. Speak to every weak heart and weary heart, and every hopeful soul, reminding us that you are here and you will never leave us or forsake us. You are all we need, Yeshua. Amen. Today we're going to look at the names El Haniman, the faithful God, and El Yeshuyati, God of my salvation. Let's start with Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God. Name there with me is El Haniman, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. Wow. Makes us want to keep his commandments because his covenant of love will go to 1,000 of our generations. See, it's not just for us, it's also for our future, for our descendants. What we plant in the soil of today will bear fruit tomorrow and down the road, years from now. in our children, grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren, all the way down to 1,000 generations. And he is the faithful God, El Hanuman. He will keep his word. So let's plant good seeds of faithfulness. Amen. In Isaiah 12:2, we read, "Surely God is my salvation." That's El Yeshuati. "I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation." Oh, hallelujah. So what do these names reveal about God? El Hanuman, faithful God. We sang this morning, "Great is your faithfulness." And it is. But he's not just faithful in the past. He's faithful right now. He keeps his promises when everyone else fails. And I don't know about you, I have many people who have failed me. I am thankful for a God who doesn't. He holds on to us when we barely have enough strength to hold on to him. His faithfulness is the anchor of our hope. And El Yeshuati, the God of my salvation, not just the God who saves in some abstract way, but the God who steps into our mess, who rescues, who delivers. He did it for Israel at the Red Sea. He did it on the cross. He has done it for me, and he will do it for you today. Why does this matter? Because life is full of change. People disappoint us. Circumstances shift. Sometimes it feels like we're standing on shaky ground. But these names remind us God's faithfulness doesn't expire. His power to save never runs out. When your world shakes, he is the anchor. And as we have learned, he is the rock on which we stand. You can trust him no matter what. Let's slow down and really look at these verses, not just what they say on the surface, but what they meant to the original hearers and what they mean for us today. Let's go through Deuteronomy 7:9 again. "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." This verse comes from a sermon Moses gives to Israel as they stand on the edge of the promised land. They spent 40 years in the wilderness, learning, sometimes painfully, that God is faithful, even when they are not. Moses is reminding them, you're about to enter a new land, face new challenges, and be surrounded by nations that have different gods and different values. Don't forget who your God is. He's not just any God. He is the faithful God, the one who keeps his promises, who is steadfast in love, who never breaks covenant. For Israel, these words were both comfort and warning. Comfort because they'd seen God's faithfulness in provision, protection, and patience. Warning because faithfulness is a two-way street. God expects his people to walk in covenant love too. Amen? Maybe it's time to do a heart check. Are we being faithful to our faithful God the way we should? Sometimes we make bad choices. We're not as faithful. We put other things before him. But he wants to remind us. He is faithful and he wants us to be faithful too. Isaiah 12:2. "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation." Isaiah speaks to a people who have known exile, loss, and fear. In Isaiah 12, the prophet is envisioning the day when God's people will experience full deliverance, a future moment of rescue and restoration. When Isaiah says, "God is my salvation," he's making it personal. He's not reciting doctrine. He's declaring his own testimony. And he's inviting Israel to do the same, to trust not fear, to see God as both strength and savior. Oh, how about you? We sang that song, Can I Get a Witness? Can you witness? Do you have your own testimony that he is your salvation? Hallelujah. So let's do a little quick word study on the Hebrew roots of these names or words. Haniman, the root is aman, which means to be firm, reliable, faithful, trustworthy. And Neaman means someone who can be counted on, who is steady, unwavering. It's the same root as our word, amen. When we say amen, we're saying, yes, it's firm. Yes, I can trust this. So be it. So where else is this word used? In Numbers 12:7, God calls Moses faithful, Neaman, in all my house. In Proverbs 26, many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find. Jewish and Christian commentators agree that El Haniman is not just a title. It's a character description. It's who God is at the core. He's not just occasionally faithful. He is faithfulness itself. Wow. This means if it's part of who he is, he cannot be anything else. He can only be faithful. Oh, may we have that character in us. When we are born again, all things are made new. We now should have the character of God in us. We should only be faithful. I've been less than faithful sometimes in my life. Yeah, I know sometimes we fail to be faithful. When we are born again, we should now have the character of faithfulness. Sometimes we forget this, or maybe we haven't even been taught this. I know many churches teach that baptism is only an outward sign of an inward change, but really, it's an inward change that works its way out. That means we are born again. We now have the character of the Lord. We have participated in his death and resurrection. All things are made new. And now it's time to work that character out of us. And that's what it means to work out your salvation daily in fear and trembling. So here we want to make sure that we are practicing faithfulness more and more. And in the beginning, we may forget. But if the churches that you have gone to has taught you that baptism is not important, you may not have received the Holy Spirit. You may have not understood that you now have the character of God in you. Therefore, you may slip into old ways. But as we learn today, his faithful character is now in us. Therefore, we should be more and more faithful to him and to each other in the way we should be. Amen. And Yeshuati, the root is Yasha, which means to save, deliver, rescue. Yeshua, salvation, is a noun form. Yeshuati means my salvation. It's the root of the name Yeshua, Jesus. That's his name in Hebrew, Yeshua. Every time you say Yeshua, you are saying God saves. That's why I love to say Yeshua, because I need to be reminded that I am saved, especially when I'm going through a difficult time. What about you? When you're going through a health crisis or financial crisis or a relationship crisis, speak the name Yeshua over that situation. Yeshua, he saves you because he's the healer. He saves you because he's the restorer. He came to do reconciliation. That was his goal, to reconcile us back to the Father, back to himself. And Yeshua, he's your provider. We learned Yahweh Jireh, right? He's our provider. and he will save you in every circumstance, every situation you go through. God saves Yeshua. So where else is this word used? Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Yeshuati. Whom shall I fear? Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Yeshuati. Commentators, both Jewish and Christian, note that salvation in Hebrew thinking is not just spiritual. It's total rescue from enemies, danger, despair, and even from ourselves. Think about that for a minute. Sometimes we need to be saved from our poor choices and bad ideas. Amen? I've been there, done that. God had to rescue me when I got myself in the ditch. Hallelujah. He is faithful. That, I believe, is the heart of the command to take every thought captive unto the obedience of Messiah, found in 2 Corinthians 10:5. Because if we take that thought, that idea captive, we hold it up to the Lord, to what the Word of God says and His obedience, maybe we won't make such bad choices. Amen? If we pray about it first, Lord, is this really what you want me to do? And listen, learn, and obey the voice of the Lord, there will be a whole lot less bad choices and bad decisions in our life. Amen? So let's anchor these names in the bigger story of Scripture. God's faithfulness and saving power echo all through the Bible. Lamentations 3:22-23. Because of the mercies of Adonai, we will not be consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah for that. This isn't just a poetic line tucked away in an old book. It's the heartbeat of the entire biblical story. Over and over, the people of God found themselves in situations that looked hopeless. Exile, oppression, wandering in the wilderness, facing enemies on every side. Yet every single time, God showed up. His faithfulness wasn't just an abstract idea. It was a lived reality, something they woke up to every morning, even on the hardest days. And you can see this same thread in other passages too. Think of Psalm 103, where David lists out all the ways God forgives, heals, and redeems. Or in Exodus 34:6, where God reveals himself as compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Even in the New Testament, Paul can't help but echo these promises. He says in 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Oh, hallelujah for that one. Because like I said before, sometimes I've messed up. I haven't been fully faithful. I've made bad choices. What about you? Have you made bad choices? Have you failed in your faithfulness test? But he won't leave you or forsake you. He will redeem you. He will bring you back and get you back on the path. Amen? Because if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. What a promise. The names of God, the stories of rescue, the promises made and kept, they all point back to this unstoppable faithfulness. It's not just ancient history. It's what sustains us now and what gives us hope with everything ahead. Think about the times God has been faithful to you. I know the song we sang this morning, Great is Your Faithfulness. It's a favorite of mine because it's so true. I have many testimonies of his faithfulness. When I was sick, he healed me. When I was in danger, he rescued me. He has protected me from car accidents, made sure I could pay my bills, and the big one, he brought me my son. How faithful is that? I got a word, you're pregnant with a son. And then he told me when I saw my son in California, that's your son. And then he brought my son to me in Florida. He did it. He kept his word. Hallelujah. 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 For what a blessing he is. Well, let's get practical. Where do you need to remember God's faithfulness right now? Where do you need to be reminded that he is your salvation? Maybe you're waiting for an answer to prayer. God is El Haniman. He keeps his word. Maybe you feel stuck or lost. God is El Yeshuati. He saves. Maybe hope feels far away. Let his faithfulness and saving power be the anchor for your soul. Wherever you find yourself today, bring it to him. Let's take a moment to turn these needs, these hopes, and even our doubts over to the God who never fails. Amen? Hallelujah. What a blessing it has been to share this message with you today. I know I'm encouraged. How about you? It's a good reminder that God is faithful and he saves. And in this day and hour, we need to remember that, because things are coming in the earth and we need to remember his faithfulness and saving power. And it's his very character. Let's tune our ears into his voice and trust in his faithfulness and saving power today and every day. Amen. Let's pray. Faithful God, El Haniman, remind us that we are never alone. God of our salvation, El Yeshuati, rescue us again, body, mind, and spirit. Help us trust you, lean on you, and rest in your promises. Fill us with hope, and may we ever be faithful to you as you remain faithful to us. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you again for joining us here or online. Keep walking in the names of God. Let his faithfulness and saving power be your anchor this week and bring shalom to your home.